Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. So that right there obviously has been the channel slogan for a very long time. At one point I retired the slogan, frankly just because I was tired of saying it. That's been the slogan, and the slogan says that this channel is solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. But it's not the only thing we do here. Of course we expose the hypocrisy, but we also put a great emphasis on showing you the information and the news that the mainstream leftist media refuses to show you. Someone has to counteract the narrative. And that right there is exactly what we're doing today. We're mixing up those two concepts. First off, let me show you guys the news dropping that the mainstream media desperately doesn't want you to see. And then, of course, let's expose mainstream media hypocrisy and corruption. We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so you guys have been seeing everything the left's been trying to push out there. They're in full-on desperation mode, full-on damage control mode. Immediately as all their violent rhetoric started to backfire on them, they tried spinning the story. Every leftist and their mother all over Twitter announcing very confidently that the shooter was in fact a registered Republican. How could it possibly be an example of left-wing violence? Some people even promoting a story that one of his classmates supposedly stated that he was a Trump supporter and a clear Republican, but as it turned out, the individual student who made that report apparently never had a class with him and never interacted with him, considering that student was two grades ahead of him. They've been trying desperately to paint the shooter as a young conservative extremist, but I guess that narrative falls apart today as Fox News reports this. Former classmate recalls Trump shooter grilling him over support for former POTUS. Quote, did not like politicians. Take a look at this.
I brought up the fact that I'm Hispanic and, you know, I'm for Trump. And he said, well, you're Hispanic, so shouldn't you hate Trump? And I was like, no, he's great. I mean, like, he's a great president. And he's, you know, he called me stupid or insinuated that I was stupid. He's like, well, that's kind of stupid. If he was a know-it-all. So, like, once again, if he was passionate about something, he would just talk, and acted like he knew everything, especially politics-related. And he would say it in a tone that was like, I'm better than you, in a type of way. And, you know, meanwhile, it's like, dude, we're in the same classes. You know what I mean? We're talking about the same stuff here. And whenever it comes to politics, I mean, at the end of the day, I can agree, you can agree, you can disagree, I can disagree. Like, at that point, it doesn't matter. At that point, it's, you know, I mean, we're just starting to figure out who we like and all. But yeah, he was real smug and arrogant whenever he was talking. And whether that was his way to try to make friends or be funny, I don't know. But it got under my skin a lot.
That's the clip that the media doesn't want you to see. Now, can we take this one classmate's testimony as an absolute matter of fact? Of course not. But the whole point is that the media took a totally non-credible, bogus story from someone at the same school who never even shared a class with the individual, and they all ran with it. Of course, in an effort to save their own behinds and downplay the whole event, they always display their eagerness to twist the story to selectively pick whatever information helps them build up their totally dishonest, precious narrative. The fact is, we simply cannot draw a conclusion. Am I leaning towards the fact that the individual who shot at Trump is a Trump hater? I mean, yeah. Seems rather logical now, doesn't it? But I'm not going to sit here and make that statement absolutely, of course not. And I'm certainly not going to selectively represent information in order to promote whatever it is that I feel or whatever it is that I want to see as the outcome of whatever the news event is. But that, of course, is exactly what the media does. It's not exactly a mystery what their intentions are. They make their corrupt intentions abundantly clear. Here's the perfect most recent example. In fact, it's so recent that it's literally related to the Trump shooting. We all remember all those headlines that dropped immediately after the incident occurred. Donald Trump falls on stage. Donald Trump rushed off stage as loud popping noises are heard. Loud noises force Donald Trump off stage at rally. Now, I know, of course, every leftist is going to try to justify these bogus headlines as simple journalistic ethics. All of a sudden, the left-wing media is really concerned about not getting ahead of the story and doing things the right way. Give me a freaking break. It's obvious what the intention was. They run with whatever is beneficial for them. Leftoids are going to pretend as if we're stupid. as if we didn't observe them over the last 6 months attempting to craft this narrative that Donald Trump is actually the one with dementia and not Joe Biden.
This is the problem we were having right now with Trump and Biden. Trump, of course, is even more demented and full of dementia.
Trump is more dementia than Biden?
Yes.
While the press, and for some reason they don't, there are healthcare professionals who think that Trump has dementia, that his connection, his thoughts do not go together.
And then CNN runs with the headline that Donald Trump falls on stage? Give me a freaking break. We know exactly what they were up to. And it's going to be even more clear what they were up to when I show you the third story for this video. But first, I got to show you guys this epic Savannah Hernandez clip. I'm sure you guys all know who Savannah Hernandez is. And if you don't, well, what are you doing with your life? Anyways, here she is trying to get answers on the left-wing media headlines that followed the shooting.
Excuse me, Kristen, I have a question. NBC reported that when Trump was assassinated, attempted assassination, it was popping noises that was initially reported. Would you like to respond to that? No?
Yep.
All right, y'all, this is Savannah Hernandez, and this is actually Kristen Welkener right behind me of NBC News, the exact same network that reported after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump that it was just popping noises. Kristen, would you like to say anything? No? Would anybody a part of NBC like to say anything about your faulty reporting? Not at all? Okay. So that's your mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen. And we have CNN here, we have MSNBC, we have NBC. So this week, I'm really gonna try to ask all of these media members what their response is to their networks and this faulty reporting.
Looking like a deer in the headlights, absolute freaking panic mode, carried away into the back rooms, just like Joe Biden. They're running because they know they're full of you-know-what. Instead of doing their job, the left-wing media decided that they were going to engage in this big, massive cover-up scandal. And not just with the initial headlines, but they're still doing it. Let me show you guys exactly what I mean. Here's the third story, and this one honestly might be the worst. Just to show you the left-wing media's intentions in all of this, these are supposedly neutral journalists just getting you guys the facts without spin. Trump cover-up escalates as photo editor at popular publication, quote, wants to ban iconic raised fist photo for making GOP nominee look too good. The unnamed editor told Axios that sharing the historic photo of former president standing after he survived the attempt on his life is dangerous despite how good it is. Their outlet wasn't named either, but it's said to receive millions of regular readers. Liberal-leaning Axios reported that multiple unnamed photographers told them that they were worried that the image taken by Pulitzer winner Evan Fucci could turn into a photoganda by the Trump campaign to further their agenda, despite the photographer's intent of capturing a news event. One photographer said the photo could become a propaganda machine and make Trump a martyr. Propaganda machine, you say? Not so sure about that one. Propaganda would imply that it's being used by the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign is putting that messaging out there to convince the people of supporting a specific narrative. But in this case, there's no need for propaganda. We all had the same reaction. You know, our reactions are authentic. We came to the conclusions that we came to totally organically and authentically by simply observing what happened and being in total disgust with what happened. And also, I might add, a little message for the media, also being quite disgusted with the way that you guys are acting. Trump's engaging in propaganda with this photo. No, you are engaging in propaganda by attempting to censor and hide history because it benefits the opposite political aisle. Photoganda. The Trump campaign is going to take the photo, which was supposed to be coverage of a news event, and they're going to turn it into propaganda. No, I'm pretty sure they're just going to use the photo because it's a part of American history, and it's literally just visual representation of what happened on the day of during one of the most significant times in American history. What a load of crap. But once again, it's the left-wing media proving to the world just how totally dishonest, malicious, and repugnant they truly are. They want to censor the photo because it's too good for Trump. Apparently, that's journalism in 2024, where mainstream media outlets essentially just say it out loud. I mean, they spill the beans that they're essentially propagandists in the pocket for the DNC establishment. They want to cover it up. They want to dilute the story. They want to hide important information and hide the photos that don't benefit them politically. It's obvious what they're doing. All you gotta do is pay attention. Anyways, that's the information the media doesn't want you to know about, and that's more of that exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left that you and I so thoroughly enjoy. That's the video. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.